You're listening to episode 133 of the Tennis Files Podcast. What's in my racket bag in 2020?
Welcome to the Tennis Files Podcast, bringing you advice from the top minds in tennis to help you improve your game. And now, here's your host, Mehrban Iranshad.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Tennis Files Podcast. My name is Mehrban Iranshad, a former Division I college tennis player, and on the show, I interview the world's top coaches, pros, and experts to help you improve your tennis game, and I also do solo episodes, and today is going to be one of them, and I was inspired to do a What's in My Racket Bag in 2020 episode after going to Orlando a couple weeks ago to attend the Racket and Paddle Show in Orlando, Florida. I had a blast and I saw a lot of people who I have interviewed before, and some of the best brands in the tennis business were there, including a lot of my favorites like Babolat and Wilson Head, Slinger Bag, Genesis. There's a lot of them that were there, and some really cool new ones as well that that I'll talk about a bit later. One thing to note before I get into my what's in my racket bag this year, it was ridiculous to see the difference between the displays in the tennis portion, the tennis and paddle show, versus the golf show, which was actually in the same Orlando Convention Center, I believe. And so it was massive. But well, the golf section was massive, beautiful displays. And the tennis section was nice too, but when you compare them, it's just amazing to see how much more, I think, money golf has than tennis, because their displays, like, I think I heard something like the displays there cost, you know, 50, 60, 70K on the golf side, while on the tennis side, they were maybe like 10K. Or maybe a bit more. So, but just to give you kind of a sense, you know, I don't know if those numbers are totally accurate, but quite the difference there. But anyways, I hope and we'll continue to try to keep growing tennis, as I'm sure many of you are, and hopefully we can, you know, get close to golf at least, and someday surpass it. Golf's a great sport, by the way. But in any case, let's get to what is in my racket bag. And I hope that by going through what is in my racket bag, it can either spark some ideas in your head or maybe fill missing gaps where you might be thinking, oh, there's certain things that maybe I'm not bringing in my racket bag that should be there, especially if we're playing a match or engaging in a lot of tough training. And there's a lot of these things that in the past I've either forgotten to bring, and even, you know, these days I might forget to bring one or a few of them, but a lot of them really serve great purposes, and so I'll try to highlight those as well. So the first thing in my racket bag is, obviously, you can't play tennis without a tennis racket. So I use the Babolat Aero Pro VS, which I believe is a similar mold or the same mold to the Pure Storm from years back, and in combination with some characteristics of the Pure Aero. And so that one is, it's not Nadal's racket. It has a thinner beam, but it really helps me in particular really up the swing speed and get a lot of spin and also have fairly easy access to power. I've tried a lot of other rackets, and I was very close to actually getting the Wilson Blade, which is a fantastic racket. It's excellent in the control department and the field department, really great. But I ultimately figured that for my game, which is hitting heavy spin, especially from the forehand side, I prefer the Aero Pro VS. And I've also, I just actually tested the newest Pure Strike, and that is a great racket, especially if you're going to the net. My friend Victor says it best. Volleys are basically like, it's on autopilot. You know, if you stick the racket out, the racket almost does the rest for you. So that's a great control racket, and it feels like it has a bit more heft to it than mine. So you really do have to swing out every single ball in order to hit a pretty good shot. But if you do and you really want more control, then that's a great racket. Also, the Pure Drive is the most powerful of the line. So anyways, I use the Aero Pro VS from Babolat, who I really love as a brand. And I connected with Christina and Patrick down there in Orlando. So great reps there. And also Alan Iverson, who has been on my summits the past couple of years. And there's a new update for the Pure Aero VS, the Aero Pro VS that's coming out soon. So I'm really, really excited for that to come down. So the next product or the next item that's in my bag and also by my stringing machine is currently, I have a couple. So Vocal Cyclone Tour 17 is the string that I've been using the most lately. That's a little bit of a softer version of Vocal Cyclone. It's a polyester string, so it gives me a lot more control than I would have with synthetic gut or natural gut or monofilament or whatnot, those types of strings. And I really do like it. It's actually super economical too. I believe it's like $8.99 a pack if you buy it in a pack. Reels are usually cheaper, although I'm not sure with the Vocal Cyclone. It might be the same price. But that's a great string. And I've also been playing with Solinco Hyper G, also 17 gauge. And that's a nice string as well. I feel like it gives me a little less spin, but it feels really great. And then at Orlando, I actually met up with Richard, who is a rep for Genesis and Signum Pro. And he gave me a couple different strings to try. And I'm trying the Genesis Experience strings, which are softer than Hyper G. And so I play with a full bed of poly. One thing that I've been meaning to do is to do a hybrid setup where I have the cross strings as some sort of synthetic gut. And so that might be something that you can always try, like if you want to soften up the string bed and maybe give some more playability as well. So especially it's great if you have a stringing machine, then that's very helpful. And those are my strings. It's always great to keep a pack or two at least in your bag in case you're playing in a tournament and you break a string and you need it strong. You know, I've had tournaments where I've just broken two in a row within a few shots, you know, which was unexpected. But in those cases, I've had to actually send my racket to a stringer nearby and they were able to string it, which was very lucky for me. So another thing that I like to use, especially, you know, I end up sometimes scraping my racket, like, you know, for those low slices, that can scrape the racket and the bumper guard. So I like to bring Gamma head tape, and there's obviously different brands, but I think most people probably use Gamma head tape. So I use that to protect the racket head from scratches, and I like to have that in my bag. It does add a little bit of weight to the racket, but I mean, you get used to it super quick. I also bring some tennis balls because you don't want to be the person who never brings tennis balls and you never know when you might need it. So I actually, to be honest, I pick up, I forgot how many balls are in the pack, like 24 cans or something like that. But there's a value pack from Costco, which I love for not just tennis balls, but everything. It just makes you eat a lot when you buy from there and you don't have a big family. But tennis balls for sure. And another really important thing is sunscreen. So you want to be bringing sunscreen, whether that's Banana Boat Sport or any other type of brand that you like to use. Really important, especially if you're playing, if you're playing outdoors, you want to protect yourself from the elements and from sun damage and whatnot. Really important for me. I mean, I see people play without it, but I like to wear a hat. And so I like to bring a spare hat and then, you know, wear a hat to my practices and matches, because that obviously helps kind of absorb the sweat and then also shield your eyes from the sun. And there are, you know, you could play with sunglasses. Some people play with them. And I think Bole, if that's the proper pronunciation of that brand, they have tennis-specific sunglasses, which actually accentuates the ball or makes it more yellow. So that could be an option. I don't use them personally, although I used to use clip-ons, which I look pretty ridiculous in, especially because they weren't lined up correctly sometimes. So that was when I was 12. So times have changed. But yes, bring a hat or two. And I use generally Wilson Pro Overgrips. And I'm going to be completely transparent here. I don't really see too much of a difference personally between them and like the Babolat Overgrips or like the Yonex. I forgot if it's Pro Wrap or something like that, but there was like a really nice sale last year on the Wilson Overgrips. I use those and they work well. A lot of people also like Tournagrip, so it really just depends on your tastes. But definitely you want to have Overgrip, because a good grip really makes a lot of difference. I mean, I've had times where I've played and I haven't had any Overgrips in my bag, and I've had to like turn my grip got so sweaty that I would have to turn it over on the other side, you know, so unwrap it, flip it, and then wrap the grip again. And you know, it obviously helped a little bit, but it just wasn't fun. And if you have a slippery grip, you're screwed. So it's going to be a tough outing for you. And I've actually had friends who I think I can remember in college, actually, and it was the weirdest thing. It was indoors, but one of my friends, Leaf, my former college teammate, he cracked a racket just by, you know, hitting a serve, and then his racket flew out of his hand and just cracked on the head. So definitely want those Overgrips in there. So shove them in there, you know, purchase them if you need to. And by the way, I will link up as many of these products that I use as I can, so that hopefully, I mean, so that, you know, if you need anything, you can click them and check out what I use. Also, vibration dampeners, so you can get those, you know, any type will do. I mean, you can even, like Agassi did, use a rubber band, but I mean, I haven't seen any big differences in like different types of overgrips as far as the effect. So some people don't like playing with vibration dampeners. I've just always played with them, and I prefer the lack of that like ping, and it kind of feels a little harsher when I don't use a dampener. So people have different opinions on that, but that's just me. I fortunately have not had to use this for a while, but I do keep a knee strap with me because I was diagnosed with chondromalacia, which is some sort of reduction in cartilage, I believe, in my knee. And but fortunately, I've been able to, through you know, proper exercises, kind of get out of that phase where I had to use a knee strap. So, but I do keep that in there, and so you want to obviously bring any physical aids as needed. And speaking of that's a bad joke. Speaking of other gear, you want to bring Band-Aids too, just in case. You know, sometimes you'll get blisters or some sort of wound. Sometimes you might scratch yourself. It's the weirdest thing too. Occasionally on serves, not a lot, but every once in a while, you know, I'll serve and then I'll just like bang my knee, which is just so strange. And you know, it'll like bleed, which is not great. So that's when the Band-Aids come in handy for me. Trust me, I'm a 5-0 player despite, you know, hitting my knee, or not my knee, but my shin. That's it. My shin. My hitting my knee would be horrible. So yes, my shin. Another great tool that you want to bring in your bag, I highly suggest, is a jump rope. And that's so you can warm up no matter where you are, except maybe in the middle of the highway. That's probably not great. But yeah, so bring a jump rope and get some reps in there to get the body temperature up before you play. So that's a great one there. Another product that I like to bring is by Precision Hydration. And if you might remember, I had Andy Blow on the podcast a few episodes ago, and that's a great tool to replenish your electrolytes. And so there's obviously other products out there. You know, you've got like you've got Gatorade, of course, Powerade, Noon, but I find that the Precision Hydration, the formula and what's in it is pretty good. and doesn't have like these artificial colors, especially, which is what I hate to see in the label, which is why the only Gatorade I ever get is the one of the Gatorade Frost flavors, because that doesn't have any artificial colors. Who knows about the flavoring or whatever you call it. So anyways, that's a good product to have. Definitely, I mean, something to replenish your sodium, especially in the summer, for sure. Another cool thing to bring is a tape measure to measure the height of the net. That's one use for it, because often when you go on a court, the net might be low or high, and I do see people kind of guesstimate with using their racket by putting it against the net vertically and then flipping it horizontally, and then at some point in their racket head, that's where it should be. But I mean, I prefer to just measure it exactly with a tape measure. Another thing that I have always been putting in my bag, well, usually, especially my parents have reminded me to do this so many times, is to bring a banana in my bag. And in addition to that, I also like to bring bars. So something like a Clif bar or an Aero bar. And we also featured Aero bar the founder of Aero bar on the podcast a few episodes ago as well. If you remember, Andrew Golub was on the show. And I wanted to mention too, as far as, you know, why I bring these supplements here. Well, not supplements, but kind of food products, is because, you know, it's important to be able to replenish your energy on the court. I mean, I think it was Jeff Rothschild, who I spoke with a while back, and he had mentioned that you want to replenish 30 to 60 grams of carbohydrates per hour while you play. So, and I found that's made a big difference in my energy levels. So in addition to that, it is excellent if you would bring a water jug or water. You know, obviously you want to have that with you. But as I had mentioned, you know, if you're going for over an hour of heavy tennis or training or anything like that, then you need the electrolytes as well. But, you know, I like to bring a hydro flask. That's an excellent product that a lot of people are using these days. I just see it everywhere. And, you know, debatably, maybe there's other brands that are cheaper that do the same thing. But yeah, Hydro Flask, I found, really retains the coolness of the water or the heat of a hot drink very well. And it's a nice product. I also use a Under Armour jug sometimes and bring that with me as well and fill it with some ice. Okay, and something that's really important to bring is an extra shirt. I mean, that is huge. You know, obviously no professional players, except maybe Kyrgios, maybe, but that do not bring an extra shirt, at least, because I mean, I'm a pretty heavy sweater. And so when you're sweating a lot and your shirt is soaked and it, you know, it's bringing you down by a few pounds, it's really not fun to move around. So always pack your bag with an extra shirt. And also I like to bring an extra change of clothes as well. So, you know, maybe extra shorts too, if I want to change, extra socks, underwear, things like that. And it's also a great idea to bring sandals or running shoes with you too, because it's just easier and gives a nice break to your feet if you can change into a different pair of shoes. Especially these days, a lot of the shoes, you know, they're fairly heavy, and that's obviously to aid in stability and durability. But when you're done, it's nice to change and relax your feet there a bit. So extra sandals or running shoes would be great, or similar. Also, very important is to bring a towel in your bag. I'm sure a lot of you get free towels from the USCA League. I probably have about 3,000 towels from them. But, you know, they're still useful. And obviously, to wipe your hands, wipe your grip, dry yourself off, that's really important to bring there. And so I like to put that in my bag. And then I also have been bringing either stretch bands or resistance bands in my bag, because those aid in helping me stretch and warm up and kind of prime my muscles, like my shoulder. It's really important to have these types of tools with you so that they can just aid your preparation. And for myofascial release, which is essentially massaging, you know, it's the same effect as getting a massage. I like to bring a lacrosse ball. Some people bring a foam roller. I just like the lacrosse ball because it is obviously smaller than a foam roller. You could also try using a tennis ball, but I like the lacrosse ball because it's harder. And you can also get into smaller areas with a lacrosse ball. And it really helps a lot, believe me, when you're doing this type of foam rolling and lacrosse ball rolling. It helps so much with the recovery and eases pain. You know, you go through a bit of pain when you actually use it, but it's worth it, well worth it, especially the next morning. You'll really feel a difference. One tool that I picked up during the conference is called a Theragun. And this isn't some sort of video game gun that you buy, you know, with fake money. It's a tool that involves percussive therapy. And so think of, I don't want to make it sound unappealing or anything, but think of like, I guess a drill almost. But there's different attachments to it, different attachment heads. And it's really fantastic. And it's something that it was on display at both the golf side and the tennis side. And so I've been using it and I have definitely felt a big difference. And I like this tool because you're able to, I guess, massage your back and everywhere really. And it's easier as well than doing than foam rolling. If you want some sort of like a muscle release there, you know, you just click it on and there's two different settings and different ball heads, as I mentioned, depending on the musculature that you want to target. And it's really helped me, you know, my IT band feels better and my hamstrings aren't as tight as usual when I'm using it. So that's a great tool. And I'm actually a reseller of the Theragun. So if you are interested, I'll put a link down in the show notes, on the show notes page. And you can also, of course, email me about it at mirban@tennisfiles.com. But I really like it. And I think it's something that you should definitely check out. Yeah. As far as some other gear. So this is something I don't have yet, but I'm kind of excited about it. It's the Slinger bag. And this is a portable ball machine that was on Kickstarter, I think over a year ago. And, you know, it takes time, obviously, to manufacture it and things like that. But so Kickstarter is a site where people put ideas for their product. They, you know, put out their idea and the like a function of the product and pictures if they have it. And then if enough people back it financially, then they go ahead and produce the product. And so I'm supposed to be receiving this ball machine pretty soon. I would say within a couple months, and I'm excited about it. It was only a couple hundred bucks on Kickstarter. I think the price is going to be, you know, a few hundred more, but it's well below pretty much every ball machine on the market, and it looks cool. And I'm really excited to have this Slinger bag to use while I train, because I always was looking for an economical ball machine to get, and this looks pretty cool. So yeah, I don't know if it's available at this moment. Maybe it is, but you know, I'll keep you updated on that, and I'll link it up if I have one. So those are the products, the gear that I have in my bag. And like I said, you know, it's really like each of these products have their purpose, and maybe it's not always needed to bring all of these things, but it is, you know, each one is really can make a big difference actually in your results. You know, as they say, each match is decided and within by a few points. And you know, let's say you didn't bring a towel, now your grip is slipping, or you didn't bring a banana or a bar, and then now you're hungry and you don't have enough energy, or you didn't bring a jump rope and there were no quartz available so you couldn't jump rope, maybe you got a wound and you don't have band-aids. You know, there's just a lot of products that cover, you know, potential issues that are coming down the road. But, you know, maybe I'm missing something. Maybe I'm missing a product or two. And I would appreciate it if you could actually let me know what you think about the different, you know, what I have listed, maybe what different gear that you bring, or what categories I might have forgotten about. That would be great. And I can update everybody in the future with your suggestions. And I'll shout you out as well. Let's see. I'm trying to think what else. I mean, that's it as far as products in my bag. The racket and paddle show was pretty cool. I went out there and I got to test a bunch of rackets. So my favorites were the new update to my current racket, the Pure Aero VS, is coming in March. It has more flex in it, and I'm really excited about that. I like the Pure Strike as well. It's really nice. It's just, if you're looking for a lot of control, then you'd like that racket. And but you have to have a full swing, at least for the 18x20 version. The 16x19 gives you a little more spin there. I also really like the Yonex V-Core. I was testing the red colored one, and that one felt a lot like my current racket. So that was really nice too. And they also had pickleball and pop tennis over at the show. And it was very interesting to play those sports, and they're picking up steam for sure. So hopefully tennis and pickleball, padel, pop tennis, they can all coexist peacefully and grow. And yeah, that's about it. So I really do appreciate you listening, and I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I think one other thing that, you know, it's not in my racket bag, but I highly suggest having a stringer. It's really not too difficult to learn, and you can string your own rackets and other people's rackets too, and make some extra cash if you like. And I have a Alpha brand. I think it's the Alpha Apex. I'm actually Googling it as we speak. Yeah, I believe it's an Alpha Axis Pro. So I really like that machine. It's a crank machine. So it's not in my bag, but I just thought I'd just mention that as well. It's a nice product. So anyways, I appreciate you listening. And I also would appreciate it if you would subscribe to the Tennis Files podcast. And you can do that by hitting the subscribe button in the podcast app of your choice. And today's quote that I love giving you all at the end of each show is by the Dalai Lama. And the Dalai Lama said, "Being aware of a single shortcoming within yourself is far more useful than being aware of 1,000 in someone else." That's so true. Just really, it's so important to really know yourself and be aware of any problems that are inside, and take action to try to improve yourself all the time. And that's way more productive than trying to just hate on people. You know, just try to take care of yourself and your loved ones and good friends. So you have to improve yourself before you can help others, really. All right, well, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope that you enjoyed it and you found it entertaining and also educational. It's always the goal with the podcast, and I'm looking forward to many more fun and useful episodes. And I'm also working super hard on Tennis Summit 2020. It's going to be bigger than ever. I surveyed my entire subscriber base, you know, over 11,000 of you, and to figure out, you know, what improvements you want me to make to the summit. And so I got a lot of different suggestions, you know, what format you like, the length of the sessions. And so I'm really excited to bring a new and improved, as I like to do every year, as is the theme of you know, everything I do, new and improved event for you all. And that's going to be in late April. So I'll have more details. If you're not a part of my subscriber base, then just go to tennisfiles.com, and then there is a place for you to input your first name and email address, and that way you'll receive updates exactly when you can sign up for the event. And it's going to be actually a fantastic event with a lot of different areas that I'm sure you're going to benefit from learning, if I phrase that right. So thanks again. And this is Mirabon signing off. And I'll see you on the next episode of the Tennis Files Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Tennis Files Podcast. For more tips to help you improve your tennis game, visit tennisfiles.com.